Following that big jobs report showing 271,000 jobs being added to the economy in October, where is Wall Street going from here? What should you be focused on? I'm John Werdock. We'll talk to the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us on the line is Mark Lucchini. He is the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. He is based in Pittsburgh. So a most important question here, is Primanti still open and selling fried bologna sandwiches in Pittsburgh?
Yes, John, it is alive and well. In fact, as a franchise, they continue to actually expand. So obviously, America has an appetite for the famous Primanti Brothers sandwich.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. One of my favorites when I'm in Pittsburgh. So, Mark, what are you going to be watching in the week ahead?
Well, confirmation of today's jobs report. You had mentioned the fact that it was a pretty good number. Importantly, it wasn't just the headline number. It was the fact that we actually saw some wage increase, which was impressive. And as a consequence, we'd like to see that manifest in retail sales data that comes out next week. You know, obviously, with the earnings season winding down, I think we have a pretty clear picture on that front. And the next jobs report is the last thing in between now and the December Fed meeting. So we, like everybody, will be taking the litmus test of the consumer because, after all, you know, that's what drives economic activity here in the U.S.
The Federal Reserve seems to be now inching closer to a Fed rate hike, or is it a done deal? What's your sense of where we are as we wait for the Fed?
Well, it's interesting, John, because while probabilities being assigned at the Fed liftoff in December are up to 70% at this juncture, I can't help but think the Fed is trapped a bit because every time they move towards a more hawkish stance, the dollar rallies, which is counterproductive to the inflationary target they've established, and also reverberates through the economy by acting as de facto tightening. And so I can't help but think that perhaps even while the market expects the tightening by the Federal Reserve, that they may very well be delayed into 2016, even if they see numbers that would otherwise domestically probably afford them the wherewithal to lift interest rates. So I think that they likely defer.
You think they are going to defer in December?
I think that they will, because I think once they look around, and unless we see a marked pickup in non-U.S. economic activity that actually helps to inflate non-U.S. Currencies, which is to say particularly emerging markets or developed country currencies, the U.S. dollar strength is sapping economic activity here in the United States, particularly for U.S.-based multinationals. And I think the Fed is, you know, cognizant of that issue, and as a result, is going to be very, I think, delicate with regard to that interest rate increase. I think they're welcoming the fact that they've sort of reset expectations that it could occur in December, even if they may not be inclined to do so.
And in the coming week, we get news from some leading retailers, Macy's, Dillard's, JCPenney. Size up the retail scene for us, especially given that consumer spending is about 70% of the economy.
Well, I think the consumer has been far more disciplined with regard to how and where they're spending money. Obviously, they seem more than willing to buy cars, as auto sales are running at a pace that, if it can hold through the year end, could be the best year we've seen in car sales in history. Auto sales, that is, generically. In addition to that, the consumer is spending on internet-based retailers and certainly technology, as we've seen with Apple's results. On the other hand, you see certain apparel manufacturers that are struggling. Not all. Some are doing well, like the Nikes and the Under Armours, and yet at the same time, some of the more boxy retailers are seeing really sluggish same-store sales activity. So I think it's kind of a mixed scenario in which the consumer, while on balance, is much healthier given the improvement in their balance sheet and now wage income and obviously the gas tax cut, which has helped to boost consumer confidence. But at the same time, I think the retailing space is one that is more nuanced than just putting a blanket over it and say all retailers should be able to demonstrate strong results.
And coming up on Friday the 13th. We get news on retail sales. We also get a look at consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan. Expectations there from you.
Well, I think that particularly with today's jobs report and initial jobs claims, which is actually a leading economic indicator, not showing significant increases in layoffs, at least outside the oil patch, I think consumer confidence is going to stay elevated. We know that it's been around levels that we saw at pre-recession, even if we've seen some diminution in that reading here in the last one or two reports. But on balance, I think the consumer is going to stay relatively confident about not just current conditions, but expected conditions. And that's going to be helpful in terms of it providing the level of spending in the economy that's required to keep our expansion that's been positive now for going on 7.5 years underway.
He's Mark Lucchini, Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, joining us to peer into the crystal ball and take a look at the week ahead. Mark, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.